Another way you can standardize unequal samples is by making sure the samples have the same coverage or completeness. Basically, coverage is another way to see how well the samples represent the true diversity of the community. Coverage is defined as the proportion of the total number of individuals in a community that belong to the species represented in the sample. 1 minus the coverage, then, is the proportion of the individuals in the community that belong to species that were not in your sample. You can use programs such as iNext to calculate coverage and compare samples. The graph shows coverage obtained in 2 samples of beetles, one from an old-growth forest and the other from a young secondary forest recovering from logging. Notice from the table that the sample from the second growth forest is much larger than the sample from the old growth forest. There were 976 individuals collected in the second growth with 140 species observed, representing an estimated 92.8% of all beetles in the forest. That's the coverage, or C hat. In the old growth, only 237 samples were obtained with 112 species, estimated to represent just 65% of all the beetles in the forest. The smaller sample is much less complete in terms of all the species that are likely to occur in that old growth forest. By extrapolating from the old growth sample, we estimate that we can obtain about 80% representation with a sample size equal to what we got in the secondary forest. Rather than comparing the diversity of a forest where 20% of the individuals are not of the species sampled with a forest where less than 10% of the individuals are not of the species sampled, we can interpolate the larger secondary forest back to a sample size that is also 80% representative.